Tuesday morning, of course, means Tuesday Book Club. And while the year might be running out, books certainly aren't. They are with us 365 days a year. And if you want to talk books on 2SER, there's only one man to talk books with, and that is Andrew Popel from 2SER's own Final Draft. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you're right, it's all festive. It's almost the end of the year, but, you know, there is a towering pile of books waiting for summer. But look, today, Nick, you and I, we're going to don our novelty hats. We're going to be sipping on the nog of an egg as we try to get into the holiday cheer that, from a certain consumer-driven Anglo-Christian perspective, is known as Christmas.
Yes.
And we're going back to where it all started. Not Bethlehem.
Oh, good.
America, where both jolly old red-suited Santa and global consumerism got their kick along from the marketing behemoth of the 20th century. Today's novel is The 12 Days of Dash and Lily. It's from Rachel Cohen and David Levithan, and it's a sequel to 2010's Dash and Lily's Book of Dares. I haven't read that, so let's just treat this as a standalone Christmas book.
Let's definitely do that.
Except that's actually really hard to do, as The 12 Days of Dash and Lily constantly references the previous book to contextualize the teen angsty romance of Dash and Lily, its protagonists. So Rachel Cohen and David Levithan are the authors of Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist as well, which makes it kind of hard to read this novel without imagining Michael Cera and Kat Dennings as the titular characters. Now, I'm certain that's going to be a plus for some readers. But the jury's out as to whether I want Michael Cera's dulcet tones as part of my holiday festivities. It does it for some people. But
yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Yeah. The 12 Days of Dash and Lily has familiar Christmas themes of an individual threatening Christmas with their humbug, only to be saved in the proverbial nick of time, not the jail or the saint or the popular breakfast announcer, by those who love them, even when they can't see it themselves. Here, though, Dash is the curmudgeonly one who has to save Lily, the eternal optimist, who is having a pretty unjolly season. It's a comedy of errors slash travelogue of New York's boroughs, highlighting everything we've come to expect from a postcard Christmas scene. One of my favourite parts of the book is Lily's constant complaining about how things beyond her control fail to align with her whimsical vision of Christmas, in particular the balmy, read not snowing, weather that fictional New York is experiencing. Now, of course, most, if not all, of our people out there in listener land are going to be gearing up for weather more often found on the surface of the sun as you try to tuck into a Christmas roast, so one wonders how Lily would cope in Sydney. There's also a Christmas tree whisperer, a marching band playing Fairy Tale of New York, the absolute best non-gravy-related Christmas song.
Absolutely.
And Gingerbread Man hash cookies, so plenty for everyone. But of course, it's the complaining that matters here. No Christmas story is complete without a main character discovering or rediscovering the true meaning of Christmas. And that kind of got me thinking about what do we really want when we pick up a Christmas book? Even Dickens, who was not afraid to end a book with a whole royal commission worth of childhood trauma, understood that A Christmas Carol had to see everyone round a merry feast with a grumpy bastard finally aglow with the spirit of Christmas. So what do you think, Nick? Do you want a gritty, challenging Christmas story or a general affirmation of peace and goodwill?
I think that if I'm ever going to pick up a Christmas book, and I've got to say, I'm more likely to watch a Christmas movie. You know, and we don't need to enter into whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. I would want a little bit of mawkishness, because that's why I'd be reading a Christmas book. I could handle something, a dash of saccharin.
I'm not even sure how you would do a gritty Christmas book. I think it's gritty enough that you have someone who has gone through something having themselves affirmed. I think Dickens sort of hit on the formula and we've been copying it ever since, but Christmas sort of seems to demand a happy ending.
He is the formula for that, I think, very much so. I don't know. It's okay to feel a little bit of hope and a little bit of mawkishness around this time of year, because so many people don't. So if you can find something that cheers you up, I say go with it.
Yeah, and it is, as you say, exactly. It's a time of year when if you are feeling a little bit down, it tends to be amplified. It's sort of got that amplification. So it's okay to look for the really easy things that make you feel good. And it reminds you that they're not always that easy. I mean, I make jokes about Dash and Lily doing all the really sort of trite, whimsical things about Christmas, but it's really nice to see that, you know, people will reach out and do really cliched things, like sometimes even just popping up the Christmas tree and hanging. We've got I don't know what the bastard Nick's lovely cat the bastard is like, but Rocket and Lily, we had to buy a whole set of plastic baubles because they are Christmas tree destroying machines. But just doing that, just that act, and then watching them climb the tree and try to knock them off, it's kind of like, yeah, it's okay, even though, you know, other stuff might not always be 100%.
Yeah, that's the meaning of Christmas, I guess. We get to put a pin on the end of the year and have something to look forward to before it's all over.
Yeah. So, look, Dash and Lily, the 12 Days of Dash and Lily, it may not be, 100% original, but it's absolutely fantastic. Noggy, plum puddingy Christmas goodness, and it's sort of worth a read if you want a little bit of a pick me up.
Fantastic stuff, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Now, where can we get more Final Draft?
More Final Draft for only a couple more weeks. 1, 2. I'm not sure. 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and then it's Christmas break. But of course, all over the summer, you can go to 2SER.com.
Fantastic stuff. And we will be talking more books this time next week.
Oh, it's the Christmas gift guide next week.
It is.
I would say tweet us in, Facebook us, if you have any hard to buy for people. I'm not going to go for specific books. I'm going for those hard to buy for people. So tell me what your problem is and I'll try and find the book.
Fantastic stuff. Andrew, thank you very much. And I'm just going to throw it out there. If you really want a good Christmas movie, go with Reindeer Games.